ImpactWrestlingRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on the Rock of God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you The Rack, bringing you unique perspectives about the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta una patita para caminar.
And TNA.
Konnichiwa! Watashi wa Kareman desu. King of Spice desu. Kobashi Kenta. Kitaka Aikuto. Onegai shimasu.
What? Oja Gundamata. How the hell do I know what he just said? What am I, a damn international translator?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my god, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my god, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
Let me explain how this thing works. First, you become famous, and then I'll kick your ass. But until then, let's keep it strictly professional.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at all? The one you sold to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along the way.
Damn, good God, you're coming up with reasons. Good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of the seasons. It feels so right.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by PWMania.com and our new sponsor, Memlane Pro.
Memorabilia Lane and Promotions, memlanepromo.com.
I'm sorry, memlanepromo.com. I'm so sorry.
It's a mouthful. You'll get the hang of it.
We're getting used to it. I promise by next week we will have it fixed.
Yes, you can go to memlanepromo.com right now. And you can purchase Rob Van Dam, Mr. Anderson, and Kurt Angle signed autograph 8x10s for $8 each when you use the promo code ROCKSOCK at checkout.
That's not egotistical at all, getting a promo code named after yourself.
No. No. No, it's not. I am in for it. But they gave it to me, so use it, please. People, go use it.
Yes, go use it, please. Go use it. Buy yourself some autographs. They have some awesome stuff, and... Well, we might be getting some awesome stuff from them in the future,
but stay
tuned for that.
Including for our TNA Pick'em contest, so...
Yes.
Stay tuned.
But, as always, let's dispense with the introductions and then we can talk.
Yes, yes.
I'm of course, the host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is our producer, Sir Rockin.
That is me. I'm here.
And also joining us from Australia, the one, the only... Mace!
Greetings and salutations, people!
Yay! He's back, people, for one night only. Maybe.
What, one night only that seems to have spanned almost 2 weeks.
It's a long night. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. It just keeps going and going and going.
That works.
Or Omega keeps putting something in his food.
Omega keeps doing something because it's snowing like a mofo here, and Mace is home yet again, so I think Omega is enacting his evil plan, to which I say, run, people, run.
Good point. Everyone run.
Omega is up to stuff.
Yes. When Omega's up to stuff, well... That could be trouble for just about everybody.
Yes, but we've got some big news, some breaking news to get into before we get to our big interview with Tara later in the show. I think the biggest news, though, is our question of the night.
And what is our question of the night?
Our question of the night is as follows. What's your bold prediction for WWE and or TNA in 2013? So hopefully we got lots of awesome answers from the Facebooks and the Twitters.
Sure. Not really. But we'll have some stuff later on tonight.
Okay. Well,
maybe
we'll have another call-in later in the night, too.
Hmm.
So stay tuned. But aside from our question night being the big news, I think some of the biggest news coming out of WWE, and that is that Tyson Kidd is injured.
Yeah, he is. And it's not good.
He's going to be out. There's not a lot of information about it right now other than he injured his ACL.
WWE star Tyson Kidd, who was dubbed the workhorse by CM Punk on his promo this past Monday night, will be out actually 10 to 12 months. It happened over the holiday house show tour. He has suffered a fractured knee and a torn ACL.
Oh my. Well, I hope he gets better.
That's a rough injury. We were talking about, you know, coming back from an ACL injury. We were talking about this Sunday when we found out about Robert Griffin III, you know, football player, how he ended up tearing his ACL again on Sunday, and they're predicting he's back in 8 months. This is tough. These types of injuries are tough. You're never the same after you tear an ACL. Just look at Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it's a hard injury to come back from, and it's a hard injury to work on afterwards, so we'll have to see how he is when he comes back. That goes for RG3 and Tyson Kidd. Wish them both speedy recovery, but especially Tyson Kidd, because it seems, and I wonder if Punk didn't give him the shout-out because of that.
He might have. Which, if he did, is a good move.
Yeah, which is a nice gesture.
Yes.
But, yeah, so speedy recovery to Tyson Kidd. Hopefully he's back soon. In the meantime, though, they're probably going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Gabriel.
Just like they were trying to figure out what to do with Tyson Kidd when Justin Gabriel was out for a few months.
They can just
keep Gabriel on Superstars where he lives now.
Well, isn't Bourne due back soon?
I don't know. He's another one. I don't know. I don't know if his career... He's been gone for a while. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
Because he's been gone almost a year, hasn't he? And I know he messed his foot up really good, but...
Well, it's hard to come back from foot injuries, so... And the way he did his, he fucked it up big time, so... He tweeted, he wouldn't be Rumble ready, but we'll see what happens... After that, I would say he's coming back after WrestleMania because there's no point. They're not doing anything with him right away because he's not reliable at this point. So, probably see him in the spring, maybe summer of this year.
Yeah, they'll bring him back. If he's ready to come back, they'll bring him back after Mania because right now the focus is going to shift to all the participants of the Rumble and Mania and setting that all up. So... Yeah, that Bourne, if he's ready to come back, it's not going to be around this time, unless he's a surprise entrant in the Rumble, to which he said he's not. So I would tend to believe that.
Yeah, and you want to know who's, you know, not coming back anytime soon?
Who?
Beth Phoenix. She's pregnant.
She is not.
What do you mean she's not?
She's not. Good Lord. You'd think everything on Wikipedia is true.
It should be. It had Cookie Puss and CM Punk on it. It has to be true.
It's not true. Beth tweeted it herself. While she appreciates all the kind wishes and, kind wishes, well wishes, whatever you want to call them. She's not pregnant. So stop telling her so.
Yeah, she got 50 tweets congratulating on her pregnancy. She says, not true, gotta love the misinformation highway, but thanks for the sentiment. Apparently someone edited her Wikipedia page that she was pregnant, and she later wrote this. And just so you know, if I was pregnant, the first person I tell is Wikipedia. I trust her. You should too.
Ba-dum-ching. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
So Beth Phoenix is not pregnant, but you know who else we're not going to see for a while?
Who's that?
Well, the Pope and Rosita are out of TNA.
No.
Seems they or TNA or both opted not to continue the contracts, and the Pope and Rosita's contract have officially expired, and they are no longer with the company.
Well, they wrote out Pope last year.
They did write out Pope last year,
with
yes.
With the Aces and Eights, and I hate to say, they haven't done anything with him in a year, so re-signing him probably was a smart business decision for TNA.
I would say so. I mean, if you're not, if he's just going to be sitting on the bench doing nothing, then probably letting him go, no offense to the Pope, because he's a fantastic worker, is the best thing. Let him go out onto the indies, let him try to get back with WWE, because he's certainly a capable hand that they could bring back and apply there in their mid-card. And TNA's mid-card, as it stands right now, is thick enough, and they really didn't, they really kind of almost do need to thin the herd just a little bit.
Yeah, and the Pope never, he had one big push, and then he kind of faded away. He was doing something with D-Von, and it really was it was like he was doing something with his children. It was like, I don't care, kind of, no, sort of, maybe. I don't know. He's better off doing stuff in Hollywood, and if he wants to continue his pro wrestling career, he can.
Yeah, so, well, best of luck to the Pope. Best of luck to Rosita. I know she's huge in Mexico, and I'm sure that's where she's headed.
Mm-hmm.
So, best of luck to both of them.
Yes, very much so.
But, well, it seems good luck struck somebody else.
Who's that?
Alberto Del Rio! He has achieved his destiny, peoples. He has become the World Heavyweight Champions!
Spoiler alert.
Hey, you know what? If WWE breaks the story, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, WWE put it out there. They touted it out there on WWE.com.
Well, technically it comes from a new directive that seems to be going through the company at the moment that if anybody's going to spoil anything about tapings, it's going to be WWE. Which is why you've seen in recent times the Wade Barrett Intercontinental title win and now the Alberto Del Rio title win both getting posted as soon as the tapings have gone off the air.
Because they want the traffic. They don't want everyone else to have the traffic.
Indeed.
Smart.
And also they want to say F you to the IWC. I think that's the main directive.
That too, and it's also a ratings play, and it's a good ratings play. Especially in WrestleMania season. They're kicking it off right. Getting the word out there. There's a big title change. Plus The Rock is showing up on Friday. Most eyeballs on SmackDown in a while, so might be a good idea.
So two people?
Yes, two people.
I know I'm DVRing SmackDown.
So am I.
It starts in 10 minutes.
Are you going to be watching it?
I've got, what are we on now? Superstars. So, yeah, probably.
Yeah, and Joey Styles was the one who put it out there on the Twitters that they were the ones to break it. They wanted to be the ones to break it, even though it wasn't broken by them. It was actually on the news sites before it was on .com. Just saying.
Well, there's a small little delay between the news sites and .com, so, you know, somebody can easily email the news sites while they're at the tapings, and it takes WWE a minute or so to get it up on .com.
Yes.
Because they've got to get the web developers and the web team, all 50 of them. Sorry, I'm just a little jealous. 50 people working on that website. That is insane.
Yeah, I know. WildTalkRadio.com is a one-man operation.
One man and his giant ego.
Damn right.
But this is the thing, though. Here it is. WWE.com have access to the run sheet. Okay. The run sheet, especially for SmackDown, will probably be available at least 24 to 48 hours in advance.
No, but also, if you think about
Okay, I know that they have to wait for photos.
Yes, that's what I was going to bring up.
From the actual event to happen so they can put, you know, nice fancy stuff on the website, but they can have the bulk of the page ready to go before SmackDown's even taped. So it's like, okay, look, photo, quick, upload, gone.
I'm pretty sure they
do. Do they not know how to use photo upload on Facebook?
Apparently they don't.
They can twit pick it. That works too, they're being on the twit pick.
Yeah, they love their Twitters, so, you know.
And their touts.
Well, you can't tout pictures. but you could have tapped video, but that's kind of defeats the purpose. Apparently, there was a rumor going around that this was supposed to happen on Monday Night Raw, but Del Rio was not at the building, so they pushed it back a day.
Where was he?
He has family issues.
Okay.
From what I was told, so, you know, family issues.
By the way, Mace, Rock and I were talking. How awesome would it be if Ricardo Rodriguez did my announcement for my graduation?
That would be awesome, especially if you record it.
We had about a 10-minute conversation about that last night.
Laughing and chuckling.
After finding videos of this on YouTube, I have decided that if I ever get married, I'm going to save up the money and get Howard Finkel.
Oh my god, I want to do that.
For the reception, like the introductions at the reception. You can find videos of people who have done it on YouTube, and it is fucking awesome, especially when you go the full on, you know, wrestling themes as each, you know, member of the party comes out.
Right. It's just, I've seen that, and it's like, oh my god, I want to do that. I still want to do that.
That'd be awesome.
So, and we've kind of got... We're going to combine two news items.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is, to nobody's surprise, Raw scores a high rating.
Yes.
And with The Rock on there, the way that they did Raw, it's not really shocking that they scored a high rating.
Yes, they 3.14, highest since August. They peaked with 4.65 million people in the third hour.
But the interesting note is that WWE has set their plans for Mania, and they're booking not towards Mania, but backwards from it.
Wait. What?
They've got their ending set. They know how they want it. They know how they want Mania to set up. They know what they want to do at Mania. Now they're booking backwards from Mania.
You lie.
I'm serious.
You lie. She's a liar.
I'm serious.
She's a liar, folks. Lindsay Ward's a liar.
I am not a liar.
Fine. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, we're not actually going to see it, but rumor is, or rumor goes, that yes, the WWE is booking backwards, which makes me curious about how they're going to do the build for Mania. I actually think it's going to be an interesting, if not good, build, just based on the fact that they know where they want to end. So now all they have to do is set it up.
They have endpoints, which is amazing, which is what we always said they should do.
WWE, you know, you can make those checks out too.
Cash, and just sign Wild Talk Radio Network on it as well.
Yes, please email us, and we will happily provide you with an address or a bank account number to put the money into.
Or you can just click our donate button and PayPal us some money.
No. I want to be there for that transaction. I want to, like, sit there and be, like, watching my bank account and going, okay, the money is sent and it's received.
Or they can just send us a whole bunch of cash and just we can spread it out. Go, ooh, look, this is all WWE money.
That would be nice, too. But Tim gets none.
Yeah, Tim gets none. He's just a lazy Canadian.
Who doesn't do much.
No.
Hi, Tim.
He's not listening.
You never know. He does on occasion when he's bored and drunk.
Bored and drunk and needs something to do. You know, because I told him he should actually listen to this episode because we have someone on he wants to hear from. No, can't get into. You can't get Tim's share. No one does.
Tim's share gets divided up amongst the rest of us on the network. But on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, you're going to get to hear from the Knockouts champion herself, Miss Tara. So stay tuned and listen. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
ain't the lady to mess with. Y'all gon' pay the price to stop it with your anorexic pocket.
Give me the microphone and make sure them off here rock this.
I got the keys to the game like a locksmith.
And hold, I don't even care if she's
chillin'. Law upon law, give me that dynamic, quit blasphemy.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on.
Why do you always get to end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're not the host of the show. Will is the producer. Producer's the show.
Shut up. For the trunk, Rob Parks.
Why does Rob Parks do it?
We waited forever to for Rob to come back, and now you're not even gonna let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob.
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William S. McConnell, and for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait.
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. Wow. I insult myself real bad. Wow. All right, everyone was listening to that, forget about it. Forget. Wow. God damn it, jobber.
What I do?
All right. I'm Rob Hunt, your godfather tree for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was. Peace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Can't brush them teeth since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one arm.
You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say.
Canada, don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on WildTalkRadio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels, letting you know that you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com and MemLanePromo.com. Joining us at this time is the Mistress of the Widow's Peak, the TNA Knockouts Champion herself. That's right. We have Tara on the show. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much. Again, I want to apologize for my voice. I'm fighting
a cold right now. I'm at TVs, and it doesn't help from going from Chicago, cold Chicago, to warm Orlando. So I'm kind of fighting the bug, I think. I'm so nervous because I have to wrestle tonight, too. But the show must go on. The show must go on.
The show must not go on, but to me, you sound wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. I can tell. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you sound like an old lady. And I go, I know. Stop. I'm
Don't
sensitive.
Tell me that. Don't tell me that. God. I don't want to hear that.
So. I know. But anyways, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. So I want to know all about this new documentary that you're doing.
Well, it's still in the works. He's still adding on to it. It's from Matt Goldberg, who's he did it as a project for college, and he is a super fan of wrestling, and I saw him backstage back here for quite a while, and he finally came up to me. He did one on the Pope and D'Angelo, Elijah Burke, and it got to Cannes Film Festival in France, so he's presenting that to the Cannes as well. But it's a documentary about how it is to be a female in a male-dominated industry, you know what I mean? And so I'm very flattered. It shows a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you don't, that the fans are not allowed usually to see, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting, yeah. And he's going to be adding on, I'm opening a restaurant in Chicago in March, and he's going to be covering that too, so he's going to keep on adding to it. So I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
Oh,
and I'll be honest,
awesome.
it's really hard. I watched it, and it's really hard watching yourself. I find it very difficult. If people think that they love seeing themselves on TV, I'm the worst. I'm like, I'm so critical, and I'm a perfectionist. Like when I watch my matches, I'm never happy with what I did. Do you know what I mean? There's always something I'll beat myself up at, and I think that's what makes you a better athlete when you're constantly criticizing your work, you know what I mean? But
right.
When I watched that, and there were some interviews backstage of what people felt about me, and I was so flattered, I cannot tell you. I mean, man, we live in like a small bubble at work here, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Don't realize like what lives we touch, and you don't know, like, because for us, it's just, we come to work, we do our thing, and go back to the hotel, get up, go work out, get ready for the next town. You know what I mean? We're kind of like just caught up in our own life, and you forget like what you do. And I didn't realize people felt like that. And I got teary-eyed, when they interviewed a couple of my coworkers, what they thought of me, and I had no idea they felt like that. So it was really, I needed to hear that. It was a good ego boost for me. Everybody needs a little bit of a compliment, once in a while,
Absolutely, but yeah.
I'm very excited, though. It's not very long right now, but Matt Goldberg is an awesome, literally, he's a kid. I mean, 20, And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and you got to see the editing work. I mean, all his work he's done on this, it's ready to go to the movies. You know what I mean? I was shocked. I thought it was going to be a little grainy, and, you're thinking college.
Right,
college boy, working on this, and I've seen things that people sent me through tweets and or YouTube, and it looks a little amateur sometimes, but this guy was like, we will see him in big lights in the future. He'll be a major contributor on movies in the future. I mean, he's only 20, graduating in 3 years, and just a bright, bright boy. You guys hate that I'm calling him a boy, because he's 20,
Right. Well, it sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it. Do you know where or how it's going to be released once it's done, or has
he? That's a question. I'm going to pass along his info so you can ask him all that kind of stuff, because the detail of the documentary, I just know what it's about. I don't know where it's going to be shown, what festivals he's,
And right.
He would love to talk to you about it more in detail. So I don't want to do anything injustice for him.
Okay. Well, know what? There's no problem with that. We'd love to talk to him about it too.
Awesome. Awesome.
So you mentioned that you're a strong woman in a predominantly male dominated business. And I have to tell you, are an inspiration to women everywhere. Yeah. I know I don't want to gush over you, but I've been a fan of yours for years. I've wanted to be you for years because I think you're awesome.
Oh my God. That's nice.
So
I would love to know, what is it like to play that strong female character in a business that's full of really strong male characters?
It's a hard industry, and I'm not complaining about it. I love what I do for a living. I mean, I'm very blessed. I have the passion for this. I think it shows in my work, and you have to be cut out to be able to handle this kind of lifestyle. You know, we are gone 250 days a year from our families, and this becomes our second family, you know what I mean? And you can hear, you know, people say, you know, don't neglect your family at home. I mean, it's unrealistic to say that, because the show must go on. There's no excuses for missing a show here, you know what I mean? And it's entertainment. We don't have an off season, and we get maybe Christmas off to spend with the family. And I think that's why you do not see a lot of females in this industry. I remember, like, when I first got into it, maybe I was in it for 5 years, and I would see new girls come in, you know, trying it out. Like, you remember the Diva Search?
Right.
During that. And I think they had a total different image of what we did. I mean, I think they expected limos to pick us up at the airport. Our hotels are 5-star hotels, and, you know, but, you know, little they know, we, you know, 3 girls travel together, maybe with a guy. Hopefully a guy will travel with us, just so, you know, girls are, you know, it's a little dangerous on the, we're not in, you know, rich areas all the time, you know, so,
somebody to look out for you.
Yeah, we're independent contractors, so we try to split the, you know, we all rent the same car, and we'll sometimes 3 to 4 people, you know, in a room, you know. It ends up becoming a really good time. Don't get me wrong, but you know, and then occasionally we will room by ourselves. That's when we're like, you know what, I need to kind of be just by myself and kind of zone out in my own, you know, my hotel room. So it's a lonely road, and you don't cry. I mean, you just, you know, you get hurt a lot here. You know, we're actresses that do our own stunts, and you know, you get hurt and you just don't show it. You have to have. It's weird, like, you know, in the normal lifestyle, I think, like, actors, you know, if they get hurt, they pull you aside. Oh, my God, let me get ice on that. For us, we don't show pain, just because, you know, I don't want anybody to know I'm hurt. That means I can't wrestle the next match. Do you know what I mean? So isn't that weird? It's like, and you're damaging ourselves more when we don't say anything, you know? But it's just a different lifestyle what we lead, you know what I mean? And I'll be honest, if I had a daughter and told me I want to be a wrestler, I don't know if I'd be all gung-ho about it. I'll be honest.
Really?
It's, my God, that means I won't see her 250 days out of the year. She'll be on the road, you know what I mean, neglecting mom and dad, you know what I mean? And you're hurt, you know what I mean? It's just, you have to have thick skin for this business. And I'm one of the people that are very, very sensitive. I never got the thick skin. I don't know what happened, but I'm very sensitive. You can ask everybody I work with, you know, how are you so sensitive and still here? And I go, I don't know. I'm very sensitive, though. But it's crazy. Am I going off the track, Claudia?
No, you're fine.
Okay. But it's a tough industry, but, you know, the tough survive. And, gosh, I've been doing it 13 years. I can't believe it, you know? And I still feel like a rookie sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well,
it's very weird.
I think everybody gets tough in their own way, and everybody gets their own form of thick skin. So I think you definitely have it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You should see me before matches, though. Everyone thinks that the longer in this industry, the easier it is. It's actually harder, because there's no room for mistakes. You know, because, you know, if I'm in there with someone brand new and the other girl gets hurt or something, the fault lies on my shoulders. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of pressure, and, you know, our fans don't, you know, we're human. We make mistakes sometimes, you know what I mean? And they let you know that you messed up in a match, and it's the worst thing, you know, and I'm like, God, do these people even know what we do out here? Do you know what I mean? They don't know what goes on in this ring, and they're judging me because my snap suplex didn't really snap, you know what I mean? Or something like that. I'm just exaggerating, but, you know, but it's bizarre. I mean, and me being critical, I'm never happy for what I see anyway. So I think that's what makes our sport, you know, how can I make my next match even more dangerous, you know, which is crazy. you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think that's good. In its own way. I don't want you to hurt anybody, but I think it's a good thing because you're looking for ways to improve. And that's always awesome.
And make something unique every time. And, you know, my God, that's really hard for, like, when you have a lot of matches, you're like, how do I make this one different than my last week? You know, even though we have signature moves, you know, people recognize our signature moves. And, you know, you try to fit that in there so the fans are pleased. And at the same time, those hardcore fans need to be pleased, too. And it's they sometimes want us to slit our throat to get even reaction, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, so it's tough. It's really tough, but it's a good challenge. You know what I mean? And it's exciting. It's an exciting industry. It is. It really is.
It seems like it, and I'm just curious because, like I said, I'm a fan. The cage matches that you've done, both in WWE and TNA, those were huge moments, at least for me and for women's wrestling, because as far as I can remember, cage matches had really never been done before.
Especially
on TV. So what was that like to kind of be a trailblazer and to do those matches both on, I believe it was Monday Night Raw and Impact?
Yeah, and I had two at Impact, one with Kong and one with Mickie James, and they are scary. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, okay, imagine the ring without that cage and you stand on the turnbuckle, you know, when I do my moonsaults, you know, from the top, looking down, you're going to laugh, I have a fear of heights. Isn't that crazy? And I look outside, I'm like, oh my God, I get, you get that little tingly feeling because you're so scared. And imagine like going to the top of the cage and looking down to the outside looks further. And, but again, you know, when you're in this business, especially when I came to TNA, I talked to Big Game because they were like, I said, you'll rarely find me say no to anything. If you give me a table, ladders and chair, you know, match, I'll do it. You give me a cage match, you give me a hardcore match, I'm game. I go, I will, whatever you present to me, I will do the best I can, and you won't be disappointed. And of course, what do? The cage, and I go, oh my God, I just ate my words. And it's scary. Like with Mickie James, I tore my elbow at the end, and it snapped back. And I remember Earl Hebner going, "We're ending it," and they were going to call the doctors and end the match. And that was the main event. And I was like, I told him, excuse my language, I told him, "F off" in the ring. And he goes, "No, what's wrong?" And I go, "I think I broke my arm." And he goes, End it. I'm ending it. And I go, no, don't dare. I go, main eventing, and I'm going to get rolled up or something. I go, the ending, go to the top. You know, she went to the top to fez me from the top of the cage, and I caught her, you know, and she rolled me up. And then as soon as they said, they tell you, the referee tells you, okay, we're dark. We're off camera now. That's when my tears bursted. I was like, and he goes, stay down, because my arm was, you can see it on camera if you watch it back, it had a weird shape to it, and I tore my, tendon, and I came, of course I come back, what do I come back and say to the agents and all my bosses and stuff? I'm so sorry, I hurt myself. They're like, are you serious? You just got a standing ovation from the boys in the backstage, no other guy would have completed that. He goes, you are tough, and I go, yeah, but I hurt myself. I was like, I'm so sorry. I go, it was a little moment in that match where, oh my God, you know, but we got to realize this is dangerous. You know what I mean? And, it was just crazy. And, I'm very proud, I'll be honest with you, with hardcore matches and all those kind of, and it's presented to me that they have a lot of faith in me to do it, you know, and with the competitors, with Lita, Kong and Mickey, I mean, they were a standout moment for me, you know, and, I'll be honest with you, I watched it once, I couldn't watch it again. You know what I mean? I just can't. I was like, especially with my elbow thing. I was like, oh God.
Right.
Holy moly. Did you see my elbow? And when I dislocated it, I thought do you remember when, oh God, his name is escaping me, his leg, he went to go jump off the second turn, and his leg snapped in half?
Sid Vicious.
Yes. Remember that? That's what I thought my arm. I thought my arm was dangling from my body. So that's what I was like, I can't even look at it, because that's what it felt like at the moment. And, I go, oh my God, I go, look at my arm, is it attached? And he was like, what? And I was like, I think I broke my arm. And he goes, it looks nothing, it looks not right. And I was, you know, there's a lot of talking in there, and Earl was yelling at me, and I was like, get out of my face. What's going on? No, we got, no, we're the main event. I can't end it on this, you know?
Yeah.
So, it was great. Long story short, I can't do a short story, by the way.
Oh, it's all fine. It's completely good. It was an awesome match. I know you gotta go, so I wanna know real quick.
Sure.
With the Knockouts division, you are the champion, and please stay that way forever. kind of where do you see the Knockouts division headed in 2013, and are we going to see more matches like with the girls, like hardcore matches or steel cage matches, where you guys get more physical?
My goodness, you never know. Don't forget we have like production crew, we have writers and all that kind of stuff, you know, so, you know, as we can pitch ideas, and they usually are like, oh, that's a great idea. You know what I mean? And,
right.
But you're going to see new faces. You know, we're not cookie cutters on, you know, not absolute. They have all different shapes and sizes here and stuff like that. And, I just think 2013, like for female wrestling in general, is going to be awesome. And, my God, I'm scared to even mention any hardcore matches because you know who the queen of those are.
Yeah.
I'll be headlining those probably, but it's gonna be a great year. And this, you know, this business changes so drastically, especially TNA being so new and getting more people aboard, and you know, now more Knockouts that we're signing. It's gonna be an amazing year. And also too, I do want to cover up for, like, you know, the Divas, you know, we get a lot of comparison, you know, why don't the Divas, we get a lot of comparison, and, you know, the Divas don't get that much time on television,
right,
on WWE, and it's not their fault. They're amazing athletes over there. You know, they have the looks, and they can kick butt, and it's just, there's not a lot of opportunity for the time on television, do you know what I mean? So
right.
That's the problem. It's not that they're not doing their job, they're just, you know, their hands tied, you know what I mean? So, because I get Eve Torres, Natty Neidhart, amazing talent, you know what I mean? And then I'm excited because we have like a few people trying out here, and I get excited when I don't get threatened. I think I have a different, it's weird, it's old school way, people get a little threatened when a new person comes in, but for me, I'm like, oh my God, it's fresh face, new style, and a new match. So it's always exciting to have like new women come aboard. You know what I mean? You know, can't see the same matches all the time, you know? So, it's going to be a great year, Lindsay.
Oh, it sounds exciting. It sounds amazing, and I can't wait to see more.
I know.
Like I said, I know you got to go, so.
I'm at TV right now, and, you know, our day starts at noon, you know, and, you know, it doesn't start with 8 o'clock when the show starts, you know what I mean? We have, you know, got to go over some stuff, and makeup and hair, that tedious thing. That's the worst part about being a girl, I think. We have to wear hair and makeup. Ugh. Hate it.
but your hair always looks awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I work hard on that. I get extensions.
I have extensions?
I do. Oh. Donna Bella extensions. And they
I could get my hair to do that, you know?
You can. Honestly. It's not that hard. I had to learn how to curl my hair. You know, I'm such a tomboy. I had to learn how to do it, you know, on house shows myself. So those are the days that I don't do very well with my hair. But, oh, my gosh, tonight's going to be a good show, by the way.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to be watching.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh. Don't miss it tonight. It's going to be fun.
I won't. I'm excited. Good luck. Once again, Tara, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Lindsay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And everybody, stay tuned. We will be right back with our Impact review right here on The Rack.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro.
Wild Talk Radio changes forever.
20. 13.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest, sickest finisher, Widow Speak, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by, of course, PWMania.com and MemLanePromo.com. If you go there now and you put in the promo code ROCKSOCK, you will get an $8 autographed photo of either RVD, Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle.
Mr. Anderson and Kurt
Angle. Mr. Anderson, yes, and Kurt. I'm sorry. I was looking at their Facebook during the break, and they have a Jeff Hardy post on there. I'm sorry, I got confused.
Go ahead.
By the way, you can like them on Facebook, you can go to their website, memlanepromo.com, and I believe they're on the Twitters as well. So check them out, please. They're awesome. Yeah, and they're giving us free stuff.
Yeah, you can follow them. You can follow them on Twitter at memorabilia lane.
Yes, so I hope everybody enjoyed the interview with Tara. I know I was giddy afterwards.
She was. She was giddy before, giddy afterwards, giddy during, you know.
Well, you know, when you get to talk to your hero, it's pretty cool.
It's a cool thing, cool interview, and we should make the announcement about next week now?
We should! Would you like to do the honors?
Sure. As heard during the interview, Matt Goldberg is the wow, what was his title? The director, creator of this documentary, and he will be on the program live, 11 p.m. Eastern, next Thursday night to talk all about the project, give you more information about it, and a whole bunch of other things. So check it out next week. Matt Goldberg, the man behind Terrified, will be on the Rack.
Woohoo! I can't wait to get all the information because I want to see it.
I know you do, and so do I. It's going to be awesome. So we're looking forward to that interview next week here on the program.
We are. But you know another thing we can look forward to?
What's that?
Impact!
Yeah, we can. The site was pretty good.
Pretty good. Tonight kind of made my ovaries pop a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
And why is that, Lindsay?
Bobby Roode and Austin Aries are the TNA version of the Anchor Buddies. And it's awesome. Best pairing in TNA ever.
Yeah, gonna have to agree there. They're pretty good right now. They're right up there with bad influence.
They are. They really are.
But we should get into all the fun and exciting things that happened tonight on Impact.
Yes, we should. We really should. So, tonight was obviously the go-home for TNA Impact, as they head into Genesis, which is going to be one of their top four pay-per-views. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
So the show opens tonight with the good guys. I guess you'd call them the Union, for lack of a better term.
What, are we going back to 1999?
We're going back to 1999. That's what it says in my recap. TNA's Union against the Aces and Eights. So the Union, the good guys, the Avengers. I don't know what the hell else you call them. Sting, Samoa Joe, and Kurt Angle. They all come out to the ring, and they've got something on their mind. Sting says that last week was only beginning because this Sunday he's going to take out Steve at Genesis. He then invites the Aces and Eights into the ring, saying that he has his three best hands with him, Mr. Big Black Bat, which needs a better name, Killer, and what did he call Kurt?
Shooter.
So, yeah, so he's got his three best hands, which was just, yeah. But he invites them, the Aces and Eights, to the ring before handing off the mic to Joe, and I will say the crowd was hot tonight.
A hot crowd makes a good show. Just pointing that out there.
It does. Joe basically puts the Aces and Eights on notice. He says that when they get in his face, he's going to beat them down and choke them out.
Joe's gonna kill you. Joe's gonna kill you.
Joe's gonna kill bitch. Yeah. Then it's Kurt's turn. He says he promised to unmask every member of Aces and Eights in 2013. He started that last week with Bill, and he wants to do it again. This week, he wants to expose someone else. Ooh, kinky. but before he gets to exposing anything, he wants to know where somebody stands. He's just a little confused, so he calls out Mr. Anderson.
Anderson.
To find out his stance, seeing as, well, he stood by and did nothing last week while the three of them got their asses handed to them. Anderson then comes out, and he wants to know where they were, they being the Union, when Aces and Eights was tap dancing on his head a couple weeks ago. He says Sting left him and replaced him with Bully Ray. Anderson is unaware of what the problem is. Kurt says he doesn't have a problem, but Anderson is either with them or they're going to have a problem. Anderson then enters the ring as the fans chant Kurt's name while also yelling Kennedy, Kennedy.
Continue.
There was one guy in the crowd who kept yelling Kennedy every time he was out there.
I know, I heard it. It's awesome.
Anderson gets right in Angle's face and says he doesn't have an answer for him, but that he never really liked Kurt. Angle says the feeling is mutual and the fight is on. Mr. Anderson then rolls out of the ring and Kurt screams at him, all clean. They cut away, and new guy says that Anderson versus Angle is probably happening tonight. Then they pimp out on the card that Jeff Hardy and James Storm will be taking on Bobby Roode and Austin Aries. And then, of course, we have the return of Gutcheck.
Yeah, this segment. Effective for setting up the show later tonight. I would say it set up the match we were going to get on the show, so I had no problem with this segment.
I thought it was a nice opening segment. It did well. I mean, it set up for Genesis. It added that heat for Genesis.
And tonight's Sting's music worked, so that's a step in the right direction.
Not too many promo flaws tonight, which is always
good. Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Good stuff tonight. Good stuff in the opening segment. I'm not sure what my feeling is on this whole Mr. Anderson thing right now. I don't know. I have a feeling he's going to swerve us and join back up with, you know, the good guys, the union, but I don't know. We'll see.
It's kind of one of those things where...
He plays a better heel.
He plays a better heel, and they need to do something with him. And the reasoning for him being recruited to Aces and Eights is sound. I mean, it's basically he was trying to do the right thing, he was trying to be a good guy, he was trying to stand by Sting, and Sting screwed him over. I think rather than having him be recruited to the Aces and Eights, you have Anderson more go to them for the favor, and then they call it in later.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a better...
Yeah, that would be a better use of it. We'll see where it goes. It's not bad. It's just, I'm just want to see where they go with it at this point.
Right. So it's something different. They're doing something with Anderson, and that's always good. So we'll see where it goes.
After all this, we got hype for Jake Bradley, one of the new Gut Check competitors tonight, because they're doing something new with Gut Check. They're having two guys compete against each other for, you know, to earn their spot. So we're going to have Jake Bradley and another person later on the program that they'll do a package on as well. But backstage, we saw Brooke. She was talking to, you know, her dad on the phone again. She was coming to see him and going to listen and yada, yada, yada. And then she talks to Mark on the phone, you know, bully's real name, yada, yada, yada. They're going to air their dirty laundry in public once again.
Once again, yeah. Which, I don't know why everybody's making a big deal about them calling him Mark.
It brings realism to the story.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it works for this, because there's more realism later in the program.
A lot more, which I called, by the way.
You did.
Saw it coming, but after this, we have Zema Ion, who gets the jobber entrance this evening, and he's going to be in the X Division tournament. He's taking on K-Squared, Kenny King, and the winner of this contest will go on to face Christian York for the chance to face RVD at Genesis.
Yep. Solid match.
I liked it. It was
solid.
It was solid. It was the... I don't think they quite meshed well. That or King didn't seem like he was on his game tonight.
King has trouble... he's interesting. He works well, good with some people, and has bad matches with others. It depends on the opponent.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a solid match. It did what it needed to do. Kenny King goes over, and so you will have King facing Christian York at Genesis for RVD. How do we insert Omega into that match?
Special referee.
No, they're fighting for RVD, so I think Omega should get to fight for RVD. Then he can take him home and keep him for evers and evers.
We hang Omega from the pole?
An Omega on a pole match?
Yeah, let's do that. Omega on a pole match. And then the winner gets to bring him along when they face RVD. I don't know. Something like that. He's the prize. Omega's the prize.
He's going to kill us.
He doesn't listen to this show.
Sometimes he does. When he doesn't have anything better to do, he will listen to this show.
Yeah, I guess.
But moving
the rack
on.
To listen to when you've got nothing better to do?
For Omega.
It doesn't sound right.
That's more of a Saturday slogan.
I'll be good. So we move to the back, and Robbie E has a sad
does
first
he?
Jersey. Yes, he does. First Jersey Shore got canceled, and then he got outbroed by his bro. Yo.
What?
Apparently, he got outbroed by Robbie T in a bro off.
That was awesome. It was it was a weird mix of dancing and fist pumping and stuff, and that was between Terra's little boy toy and Robbie E, and then at the end Robbie T's gone, there's one person left, bro, and then just fucking schooled all of them. Dropped the mic and left.
It was awesome.
Yeah, but, that broke off a few weeks. Yeah, that was special.
That was awesome. And now, on top of it, Jesse Goddard's has challenged Robbie E and a partner of his choosing to face him, Jesse and Terra.
Who would that be?
Well, Robbie E is doing his best to recruit Miss Tessmacher, who says she finds him disgusting. She says that she will agree to team with them, provided she gets to team with, well, the winner of the bro off himself, Robbie T. By the way, and this is not meant as a shot to anybody, but if everybody hates Zack Ryder, I can't imagine what they think of Robbie E. I'm sorry.
Gotta keep quiet.
Hey, good lord. I'm sorry. He's standing there going, bro, 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 the whole time he's going, bro. And it's like, I'm gonna slap you.
What, bro? Seriously, bro?
Woo, 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 you know it. But then we got to see somebody that we haven't seen in a while, right, Rock?
Who would that be?
It was Joseph Parks!
No way! Joseph Parks was here!
You can say that without less, you know, sarcasm or cynicism or something.
But he was Joseph Parks was in the Impact Zone, or kind of, sort of. He tried to get there. He tried to get in.
He tried to get in, yeah. Joseph Parks is excited. He's back at the Impact Zone and in the fastest wrestling training in the history of the world, and the segment that probably offended every trainee and wrestler out there, I'm sure. He's back because he's a real wrestler now, and he's going to show Hulk Hogan that. And he takes his glasses off, and he says that he's not going in there as a lawyer. Damn it, he's going in there as a wrestler. And then he walks into the door, which was priceless. And then he tries to get in the door, and, well, it's kind of locked.
Kind of. He didn't have his key or his pass or something. I don't know. But he got in.
He did get in, yeah.
Which is good. He got there, and we'll have more for him in a little bit. But as you were mentioning before in the bro-off, we have the bro, Robbie T, and Miss Tessmacher up next against Jesse. And tonight's special guest, Terra.
Woohoo!
Solid match for the time given. You could tell she was trying to stay out of the ring as much as possible because she is sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a solid match, and which saw Miss Tessmacher and Robbie T pick up the victory. And then Robbie T got a strange feeling in his hand again. And he started fist pumping, and then they did a dirty dancing routine.
He did, which is kind of awesome.
Followed by a kiss that left Miss Tessmacher flabbergasted.
And do we have a new power couple in TNA?
We might. Possibly.
Which I kind of have to applaud this, because this is the most creative thing they've done with Robbie T in a long ass time.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. They're actually doing something with him. That's amazing.
I know. And up next we have Gut Check. Yes, where we have Brian Cage facing the very handsome Jay Bradley.
Somebody's taking a liking to somebody.
I was like, ooh, he's cute. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a girl. Deal with it.
I'm not saying a word.
Wait till we get to the Storm match. Just wait for it. So it was a good match. I thought it was a solid match. You have Brian Cage and Jay Bradley facing off for a TNA contract.
Yeah. It was unique that they did it this way. We've been seeing them face an active TNA competitor. This time around, it was two guys who we really don't know.
Which I liked, because then you have another person getting spotlighted, which is always good.
Right.
And I like the format. I thought it was very enjoyable. It's much better because it's much less predictable. It's not, okay, the TNA person is going to win. It's actually, okay, well, which guy is going to win?
Right.
Which I enjoy much better. It's a much more likable match to watch because it's not the automatic, oh, the roster member's going to win match.
Right. And Jay Bradley won, by the way.
He did. Mr. Handsome won.
Yay!
We know who she's pulling for next week. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Bradley.
You're the only one who probably has chanted his name in a long time.
Well, I'm sure there's some indie chick out there that's done it.
knock on the same word. Moving along! We are now in the Aces and Eights hideout. The women, they're all partying, and Anderson throwing a fit a little bit. And then they all, you know, do serious business. They kick out the girls, and the VP is basically calling out Mike Knox for losing his mask and telling him he needs to, you know, prove himself tonight and fight his way back in to the group.
He does. He gets the same opportunity that Steve does, or did, and they basically close with them deciding that, yeah, Knox is going to get another chance.
And I'm okay with that. Good. I like that they have to at least earn their spots into the group if they lose their mask. It makes for better television.
It does, yeah. And not just that,
they seem to end up more full-on members of the group once they lose their mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this week they didn't say, hey, it's Mike Knox from WWE.
Which is always good.
Good job. Glad you actually remembered he's actually a person, not just from WWE.
Although I'm curious to see if he stays, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, it's their prospects until it seems like they lose their mask, and then they have to prove their way into the group, and then they either thrive or they're out.
Right.
And I have a feeling, based on what happened, Knox is probably out.
Then where does he go from here?
We'll
have to see.
Yes, we'll have to see. But before we get to Mike Knox and what happened with him, Joseph Park is on his way to the ring. And he comes down and he wants to talk to the general manager himself, the man, Mr. Hulk Hogan, for a respectful discussion. Hogan congratulates Park on his success, but wants him to cut to the chase. He's a busy man. Park thanks Hogan for giving him the motivation to train professionally. He thanks OVW and Danny Davis and asks Hulk to consider him a wrestler. Hogan says it took him 2 years to train and that Park needs some more time. Park says he did everything Hogan asked of him and now he wants a match. He wants to face somebody in those dastardly Aces and Eights. Hogan, being highly annoyed because, again, he's a busy man, agrees and says that Park can have any match he wants and then shoos him off.
Solid segment. Solid business. Joseph Parks gets his match, and we'll talk about that later.
He does, and he was absolutely adorable.
He thanked his, you know, the guys at Park for giving him the chance to, you know, put his other business aside and be a part of the business. Be a wrestler.
Yeah. My only gripe with this segment is Hulk Hogan, don't pull your script out on camera.
I don't think he knew he was on camera.
Still, they have
have signals that they send to people when they're in the ring that, oh yeah, we're at commercial, pull it, you know, then you can whip it out. But don't do it while you guys are still on the air. Just saying.
So you want Hogan to whip it out off camera?
Damn right. Nobody wants to see that.
Okay. Just making sure.
What, unless you want to watch the sex tape?
No. Someone else on this network would.
Someone else on this network would?
I think so. I think someone else on this network did.
Ugh.
Trolls. God damn it, Tim, you off, pervert.
Goddamn trolls.
Must have been a really, really, really late night with the homebrew. That's all I gotta say. moving on.
But by the way, can I say something at this juncture? Because pretty much you were just talking about the whole Joseph Parks in-ring promo bit.
Yes.
I love the way how we're basically transitioning into the Brooke Hogan bitch fest of the evening. First of two. And I just love the way how it's like, she pops up on the screen and says, Dad, you haven't been returning my calls. You haven't been returning my texts or anything like that. Stay right in the ring. I'm going to be right there. She turns and starts walking up the stairs that lead to the rampway. Okay, so it would take her all of 30 seconds to walk up those stairs and appear on the stage. Yet they cut to commercial and it took her 3 minutes.
Well, the person who wrote the script wrote it the wrong way. If it was Hogan, it would have taken them 3 minutes to get to the ring.
Yeah, they just saw Hogan on there, and they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't specify which. They didn't specify which Hogan had to go.
It's the Hogan. It's the Hogan whose hips still work.
That gets a lot of action.
But I'm.
We won't go there. Anyway. As May said, Brooke Hogan appeared on the screen. She berated her dad for not returning her calls and her texts. And she says, they're going to address this right now, the situation with Mark, bully, whatever you want to call him. And to stay right there, she's coming down the ring. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes later, Brooke is walking down to the ring, and she then gets in the ring, and she's complaining to Hulk. She says that he needs to reinstate Mark as the fans chant, "We want Bully." Hulk
Proof
Hogan
to show that he has gotten over something shocking.
He's what? Oh,
he's
Bully's gotten over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's over as hell. And how many of us would have ever thought that? You know, 5 to 10 years ago.
Oh, none of us. Nobody ever thought he could do what he's doing right now.
The last time he was this over as a single star was back in 2002 when he was the hardcore champion.
Wait, Bully was the hardcore champion?
Yes, Bully was the hardcore champion.
Ow!
You didn't see one of his, like, 10 title defenses on live shows?
Well, no, I have to be in the city for the live show, don't I? It's not like, you know, the internet's today where everything's out on it within an hour, whether it's a house show or a live or a Raw or SmackDown or pay-per-view.
True.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Go to YouTube.
True. Moving along.
Wow, that was almost something quite interesting. Sorry, SmackDown's on and I just saw AJ laying on top of Natty.
There's a wardrobe malfunction.
I missed it. Thank God
I'm
recording.
Cut it out. If they didn't edit it out, they probably did.
Chances are they would have.
AJ was teasing it on the Twitters. So.
Which means it's been cut out.
Yes. But it was the big scoop on the news sites. Moving along.
Apparently your bra being exposed on TV is a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, I've just found the part that she put the picture out about. And let's see what we can find.
Love our chatters. Love our chatters here at WildTalkRadio.com. They're amazing.
Yes, they are. anyway, Hogan says that he's not going to reinstate Bully. He's just not going to do it, and he storms off. And I love what the recaptor says. How dare two adults date?
Brooke Hogan then picks up her microphone and feigns crying.
The Brooke Hogan phone begins.
Which I'm still waiting for it, and maybe they're going to do it, that somebody calls the fact that Hogan's not doing what's best for business into question.
This isn't business, though. This is personal, brother.
Right, but he's letting it affect business. He's suspending a top star for no reason.
And I think Sting is going to be that character that gets into his head about that.
Because I understand TNA has set Hogan up really as that ultimate authority figure, but there needs to be somebody that challenges that and says, you're abusing your power. You're punishing Billy for dating Brooke.
So he's suspended, but they can have the live wedding on TV.
They went to Dixie.
I went to Dixie. Over Hogan's head.
Over Hogan's head, so yeah. Well, technically, Bully is suspended, Brooke is not.
True, and she's management, so she can control this TV, so yeah, I guess it works.
Yeah. So, and you just spoiled it. But anyway, after
whatever.
This, we get the promo of the night, the segment of the night. You have Austin Aries and Bobby Roode backstage. They're talking about their new gear and saying that they both want to be wearing their new gear, but they can't agree on what they want to wear, but they both agreed that they deserve to be world champion more than Hardy.
Yes, that's the one thing they agreed on.
And they then argue back and forth about what they're going to wear and how the other shouldn't tell. They shouldn't tell each other, basically, what they're going to wear.
You're going to wear your robe? I'm going to wear my shirt. You know, I'm going to wear my shirt. You're going to wear your shirt? No, I'm going to wear my cape. If you're wearing your cape, I'm going to wear my new shirt. No, I'm going to wear my new shirt. Do you know how good this shirt is? It's better than Hogan's.
Mine's two-sided.
Stop telling me how to dress!
Yes! I'm going to wear both. This was like, this is the TNA answer to the Anger Buddies. Right here. And the phrase, wet dream team, was uttered, and it was out on Twitter in seconds. It was awesome.
This was very entertaining.
Loved it. Loved it. Doing a little heart above my heart, but you can't really see it. Anyway, next up, you have Bobby Roode and Austin Aries taking on James Storm and Jeff Hardy. And can I just say, thank you, TNA, for putting three hot men and Jeff Hardy in the ring together.
Good match.
Great match. Aries and Roode were entertaining as hell.
Yeah, they were. They really were. The match ended with on disqualification when bad influence reared their ugly heads, causing the disqualification.
Just imagine a bit between bad influence, Roode, and Aries. Oh my god, that's going to be things of epic.
Yeah. Do an 8-man tag, bad influence, Roode, and Aries against for Jeff Hardy, James Storm, and two other
Mexicans.
Not the Mexicans, that would ruin it. They ruin everything. Yeah.
Okay, I think the four-man team of awesome can negate any badness the Mexicans would bring to the table.
Yeah, I suppose.
They really kind of can.
Just imagine the promo work before the match.
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's good.
Sorry, I just sent Lindsay off to La La Land.
It is just like I'm sitting here picturing it in my head, and I'm going, oh, best segment ever.
Better picturing that than what someone else typed in the chat. Post-match, no. Daniels fought with Storm as Roode and Aries beat up Hardy. They close with the two men holding up the title belts and, you know, I'm the champion! I'm the champion! I'm the champion! Sort of routine.
I was waiting for one of Mundial, I am the tag team champions, but it didn't.
Anyway, we cut back to Brooke Hogan, and she's once again on the phone with Mark, and she tells him it's not a good idea to show up and to meet her out front.
Speaking of Mexicans, we have Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan starting to cut a promo, but when Chavo and Hernandez are watching them, and they brawled. And basically setting up the tag team match coming up at Genesis. We got a full more rundown of the card, and then this brought out Mr. Anderson for his entrance for his matchup against Kurt Angle. But what happened? He was attacked.
He was attacked. By Bill, I mean not Mike Knox.
Bill Knox, with the attack, with the hammer right to the head, and he knocked the crap out of Kurt Angle.
He did with the hammer, and I have to give props to Angle for selling it.
If anyone can sell an injury, it's Kurt Angle.
Right, and he did a fantastic job.
He's had enough practice.
He's had enough practice. Thank you, Mace. we had Wes, Garrett, and Samoa Joe run off the, you know, run him off. Sting got full entrance with ring music. Basically, you know, he wants Bill Knox in the ring tonight.
He does. And, oh yeah, Garrett and Wes made an appearance too.
I mentioned them.
Oh, you did? Okay. Sorry, I was still off in La La Land with the Team Awesome.
Team Awesome. So we have Sting and Knox in a match. Sting wins with the Scorpion Death Drop.
And it's what Sting did afterwards. It's kind of sort of,
little payback.
Stickable.
A little payback's a bitch, maybe?
Maybe.
Sting grabbed the hammer and went after Knox, hitting him right in the right in the hand. Aces and Eights, you know, yell for him to stop because who do they have with them? Brooke Hogan.
They kidnapped Brooke.
Yeah. Devon's ranting about how they're the ones who control thing, and you should stop right now, because if you don't stop the next time you see Brooke Hogan, well, you won't even recognize who she is. And at one point, Devon yelled, "Shut up, bitch," to Brooke. This brought out Bully Ray.
So wait, hold on. What would they do? You know, deflate her tits, make her hair brown, and give her a personality?
They would reverse all the plastic surgery.
Oh, good lord. That'd be like the thing from the Black Lagoon. By the way, if you hear snoring in the next few minutes, that's because The Rock's on television.
Well, stay awake.
I'll try, but he's going to cut a promo.
Well, you have us.
Bully Ray came out from the back and chased off the SNH and saved Brooke Hogan. And this is where Hogan walked out onto the ramp and rubbed his chin as we go to break.
Which I have to wonder, and I said this in the chat, are they purposely booking Hogan as a douche, or is he just purposely playing it that way, or... I mean, it's working either way, and I don't have a problem with it. It's just, he's talking about how he's fought, blah, blah, blah. He's her father, and he's trying to protect her. But she, you know, she's like, she's in obvious danger. This badass biker gang has her. They're going to mess her up. And he doesn't come running. He just kind of sort of slowly walks out afterwards. And he's like...
Well, it is Hogan.
I know. It's just, it's kind of one of those things that you're like, okay. Make you think.
I think they're probably just playing up the Hogan that's been in the media, the overprotective father of Rook and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Which just makes him come off as a great big douche.
One comment we go, Hogan come running? Not since 1992.
Well, running is only Hogan can do it.
Exactly.
Hobbling at a slightly increased pace.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
So, yeah, so there was more to Impact, supposedly.
There was more to Impact. Hulk, that we then come back from break, And Hulk is now in the ring. He's saying that he should, you know, be thanking Bully Ray for putting his daughter in danger and for causing all the chaos tonight on Impact. Ray then asks Steen to convince Hogan, but Steen just does some hand gestures saying he's out of it. Ray says Hulk has it all wrong. Ray's been in the business for 20 years, and wrestling is his life. Ray says he never thought he could love anything as much as he loved pro wrestling. Then Brooke Hogan came into his life. She came into his life because she was apologizing for her dad for being such a hard ass. Ray says that this has happened entirely too quickly, and Hogan throws his microphone to the floor, to which Bully gets up in Hogan's face and says he can throw his microphone down too. The two have a angry stare down for a second before Bully backs off. Then he grabs Brooke by the hand and he says, I'm not too good at all this feely stuff and all of these emotions. I'm a hard ass. I know I'm a hard ass. He goes on like this for a few more seconds before he gets out of his pocket and he puts it on Brooke's finger. Then he says, all I know is this. I love you. I know our entire relationship has played out in front of the entire world. Didn't realize they were the Kardashians. And he doesn't care. He says he wants her to marry him, to which Brooke says yes. The pair share a kiss in the middle of the ring, and Hulk Hogan leaves in anger. This is where we find out that not only does Ray want to marry Brooke, but he wants to do it next week live on Impact, to which I say, it will never beat ODB and EY. Most epic wrestling wedding to date. Just saying. They share another kiss, and then they embrace as Hogan and Sting leave. However, I found it kind of interesting in the embrace, because Bully sort of had a unreadable look on his face as they were hugging, which makes me wonder.
I suppose. Brooke tried to cry. Didn't work fully. But we have a wedding, so, you know, yay.
Please don't let the dress be crotch length. Please don't let it be crotch length. Please. Please let her wear an actual dress. I'm sorry. I have a problem with it. It's like, that dress of hers, if she did anything in it, it was going to ride up, and I'm just sitting there waiting for the wardrobe malfunction when she's out there with aces and eights, and she's trying to struggle against them. It's like, that thing's going to go flying up, and we're going to see everything. To which we all say, no!
No!
But that's just me.
Yeah. So, solid show.
It was a great show. I thought it was a nice go home and Impact. We got the full finalized, or I'm sorry, the go home and Impact, good lord. Go home into Genesis. It was a nice setup for everything. We got the full card tonight, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on. And overall, I liked it. I thought it was good. What'd you think, Mace?
It was a decent show. Can't complain about it. It was a decent mix of wrestling. From good to bad. The gut check thing, it's alright to have the two guys. Like, it actually brings a bit more competition to gut check, but having two guys that you don't know anything about, it's hard to get invested. But, yeah. And Joseph Parks becoming a wrestler at 6 weeks. Yeah, right. A few more years, kid, then you'll get it.
Yeah, that was the only thing. That was, like, the only little hiccup was it's, like, 6 weeks for wrestling training. Yeah, no, dude. We all know that's not true. But they're obviously pointing. They're going to point, I think, Joseph Parks. Because they didn't say when he gets the match. Oh, no, he gets it Genesis, doesn't he?
Yes.
So, yeah, so they're trying to get it in at Genesis with the potential of heading to probably maybe lockdown with it. Where Joseph is maybe part of a team going against Aces and Eights.
Quite possibly.
So, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see what happens.
But more things we shall see is we're going to have our Genesis pick 'em on the other side of the break, but Don't you think we should take one?
Let's do it.
All right, so when we come back, we will have our Genesis preview. We've got our discussions and, of course, our most favorite segment of Tweet of the Week. So if you're in a mood and you want to call in and spout off about some stuff, now would be the time to do it because we're done with TNA, kind of. So on the other side of the break, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And redneck.
Just when you thought it was safe to check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, you better think again.
You do it like this.
As taking over the airwaves every Saturday night is the show that has no limit.
All right, Rob, what
like
channel
oxygen?
Is
it?
It'll be close to me.
It's like one of those, it's like one of those women channels, like
oxygen.
Lifetime or holy shit, that chick is holding a dildo.
It's the oxygen channel.
Yeah, just fucking, yeah, fondle that thing.
Okay,
that
I feel like good. You're playing with it, like, and it feels great.
Oh my god, look, oh my god, look at this.
Can we see it in action?
Touching up blue dildo.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you are just
seven
tuning in with us now, or in case you're completely lost, we are watching, it's a 7.5 inch dong.
What the hell?
The show that makes the unexpected the expected.
It's actually not radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
What radio station you on?
It's the EWA Media Network.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to
me? I need to talk to
you. You got to talk to me. Hold on one second.
Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
What's good?
Nah, what's going on with you? Yeah, you're the same.
Listen,
one, right?
I want to be on your fucking radio station because I'm from Connecticut and I went to school in Boston.
Yeah, you know the deal.
No, you need to have the life out in fucking Florida. Just come down for a week.
Oh, jeez. How long
it's
you down? Did you move down,
here.
Down there?
Yeah. Well, there's not a good tree down here, and there's not good people down here, and it's the life.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
You gotta do what you gotta do, that's right. Alright, well, I'm gonna put your boy back on the phone, but I just want to say Connecticut 860 representing, and that's what's up.
Of course. You know how we do it up north.
All right, boy. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on one sec. Let's see.
This
who does need a bit?
What the hot tub? Woo!
The show that makes you wonder, did I really just hear that?
What the? Why don't you turn it on? Let's do some live demonstration here.
Yeah, really.
I want to see the bed vibrate.
I'm never letting my girlfriend watch this channel.
It's cigarette butts and bandanas. Saturday nights, midnight Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Now who's ready for another shot?
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix got off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Save
I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said she.
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame. You have to cross the line just to remember where it lays. You won't know your worth now, son, until you take a hit. And you won't find the beat until you lose yourself in it. That's why we won't back down, we won't ride high.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com and, of course, MemLanePromo.com. Put in the promo code ROCKSOCK and you will get, well, not free, but $8 autographs of who, Rock? I'm sorry, I'll have to write it.
Mr. Anderson, Rob Van Dam, and Kurt Angle.
I remember RVD. I can't remember who else, and I'm sorry for that. I'm gonna have to get used to it.
You'll get used to it, don't worry.
New sponsors, yep. They take time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be screwing it up. I'm sorry, Memorabilia Lane. I promise this will all be fixed next week.
She's working on it, don't worry.
I'm trying.
So anyway.
So, Tweet of the Week?
Let's go to Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
F you. Just F you. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, who wants to go first?
Mace, do you have any?
I got nothing.
I'm
looking through now and it's like, something funny? Anybody? No, you're not being funny. Okay, fuck you all.
Alright, I have a couple.
Okay.
From at Heel Ziggler, no respect, I tell you, but seriously, if the Rock is here in WWE, who's out making terrible movies? Oh, right, John Cena. Just kidding. And he continued, but seriously, folks, if the Rock is here in WWE, hide your Sharpies and teleprompters. Just kidding. I can't. Both of mine are pink. And AJ Lee responds to a tweet, how AJ Lee licks her fingers after she slapped John. I guess you had to clean them up, huh? Her response, his face tasted delicious. So what do you have, Lindsay?
Well, AJ Lee actually retweeted one SM Fishman.
Oh, really?
She did. He tweeted out, with AJ, if looks could kill, we'd all be dead. Her eyes look like they shoot laser beams. To which she responded, haha, deserves an RT. So, bravo to Scott Fishman. Bravo. And that's really all I got.
It was a quiet Twitter week.
Well, can I at least... I know I don't exactly have one of major interest, but I did get at least an answer to one of my tweets.
Okay.
Oh, yes, do share.
Yes, our favorite man of the Apple Teeny recently popped up in a movie. I didn't realize this until I was actually watching it. Now, as I quickly go as quick as possible to find the title for it, it's one of those almost scary movie style ones, you know, where they're making fun of another movie. The title of this one is 30 Nights of Paranormal Activity with the Devil Inside the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them. Basically, I'm sitting there watching it, and I noticed that when I got a hold of it, the cover had a picture of a guy in a Bane costume from Dark Knight Returns. So I'm watching it. The spot comes up, the guy takes off his mask, I'm like, is that Daniels? No, it couldn't be. So I wait through the credits, no mention on the credits, go to IMDb, nothing there. So I thought, screw it, ask the man himself on Twitter. So I asked him if it really was him. Of course, you know, being Daniels, he tries to keep all his stuff as kayfabe as possible. I end up getting a private message back saying that, yes, it was him. So I found Daniels in a movie!
Woohoo!
And he does a really... When he's got the mask on and everything, he looks like Tom Hardy. It is extremely scary that those two can look identical as Bane.
That's awesome. And we have a submission for Tweet of the Week.
Yes, we do. But I have two others as well after we go to this submission.
Okay. From the one and only Spug. You can hear him every Tuesday night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He sends us Indies Wrestler at Indies Wrestler. Instead of an actual place, I'll have the ring announcer say I hail from the Kingdom of Despair or the darkest corners of the human soul.
So basically they hail from the WWE?
Pretty much, yeah.
So I have two late entries for Tweet of the Week. Because I just found them. They both come from Tommy Dreamer. And they're relevant to tonight. He goes, well, one of my best friends at Real Bully Ray 5150 is getting married next week. I can't wait to go. Brooke has no clue how extreme a party can be. And he goes, I have to plan Real Bully Ray 5150's bachelor party. Hope I can reconcile he and Testify Devon. Who will get the table in the strip club? That's kind of scary now. Tommy Dreamer planning this extreme bachelor party.
I want to hear it, but I don't. I'm a little scared. It is. Well, our flash.
Yeah, with the Genesis. Do you have a card, or do I have to look one up?
I am pulling up the card right now. Stop.
Okay.
Stall. Okay,
stall,
we've
stall,
got it.
Stall. Okay.
So, we'll just go from top, from bottom to top because, yeah.
That's how it usually works.
So, in the finals for the X Division tournament, we have Kenny King facing Christian York. Who do we think is going to win?
Kenny King.
Christian York.
I'm going to have to agree. I think it's going to be Kenny King.
There's people, chatting along with us, play along.
I suppose we should...
go explain the player.
I'm a very bad host. So, for those of you, you are on any of the Shinday at some point cutoff is, put them in the chat room, you email them, send them to Kankins, to which we say thank you in a nice little spreadsheet, and then when the night comes, we will determine a winner based on solely on who picks the most matches correctly.
Yes, and the winner of said contest will receive a prize courtesy of Memorabilia Lane. The prize will be an autographed photo of, I believe we're going to do Mr. Anderson, I think? I'm not 100% sure on that one. But yeah, you're gonna get a prize for winning this contest.
Yes, you're gonna win the contest. You will win an autographed picture. We can't tell you who yet. We will have more details, I'm sure, as the week progresses.
Or until I find the email. Either way. either way, you're gonna win something, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
Play along.
And just so everybody knows, the hosts are not eligible. We do not play for these prizes. We play for bragging rights. So this is strictly for everybody that listens to the shows. Anybody that enters a pick is eligible. So please, send your picks, put them in. We love to have the fans play along. It just, for us, it makes it fun. And I think for everybody else, it should make it fun too. Especially if you get to win free stuff. I mean, come on, that's awesome.
Yes. Or as we like to call the game, win Tim Stein shit, but this is actually not Tim Stein shit.
It's kind of Tim Stein shit, but not really.
Yeah. But that is a fun game.
But... before we get into it, we have a caller.
Yes, we do have a caller. Caller, welcome to the rack.
Was that what? Talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you.
Oh my. I'm on the air!
I'm recognizing you as a caller.
I know, right?
For those of you that don't know, this is the infamous Spug from KFAB Wrestling Radio joining us to have a little fun, I'm sure.
Infamous!
Troll! Troll!
There's nothing wrong with Wishnick, sir. Nothing. They have cute bellies and hair.
I love your Facebook picture. That's just awesome, dude.
What? I like Wishnick trolls.
Right. <They're>... Okay, sure.
There is nothing mischievous, or there isn't. It's
okay. So we get him off of that. Make a pick, Spug.
Mr. Anderson.
He's not in the match.
It's Kenny King and Kristen York.
Yeah, Kristen York and Kenny King.
The referee?
No.
You know what? Because if I don't, Logic will get mad. I'll pick Kenny King.
Okay. So hopefully King Ken's got all that. Up next. What's next, Andre? And
sorry, I muted. I had to sneeze. I'm sorry. Up next, we have a tournament for the number one contender for the Knockouts title. You have Gail Kim, ODB, Miss Tessbacher, Mickie James, and Velvet Sky going against each other to figure out who gets our special guest tonight, Tara, in a match, I guess, at Genesis?
I don't know. I think it's a future title match. I'm not sure it's at Genesis. I think it's a future title match.
Okay, well, it's a number one contenders match, and they're making a big deal about it, and it's the girls, so it's an automatic win.
I say Mickey Jane wins.
Okay, Mace?
Yep.
Pick somebody.
Velvet.
Okay, Spug?
I pick me. Because I get to watch Mickey James' ass bounce. I mean,
So, Mickey James.
He would drink her bath water.
I would drink her bath water. Oh. Tara's, too. Oh.
Thank God he wasn't available earlier tonight.
That graphic that Rock put up, I stared at it for a good 15 minutes. I was like, oh my God, her ass is perfect. Perfect.
Alright, so make a pick.
I did, this is Mickey James.
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to go with ODB.
Okay.
Because she's awesome. She's not going to win, but she's awesome.
That works.
She's my other girl crush, so there.
Oh, HLA, baby. HLA. Pops can buy oil.
Hey, if you heard the Tara interview, you basically heard me admit I love her. To her. Which
I didn't get to hear it. I was driving.
Well, go back and listen to it. It was a really fun interview to do. And she needs to come back. Please come back. Because I would love to talk to her more.
But Spug's got to wait for the archive to go up at wildtalkradio.com.
Yes and no. We won't make him wait.
We won't? Says who?
Well, I won't make him wait. If you're cruel like that and make him wait, well, then that's up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to be a dick. I don't want to make him
how
wait.
How arrogant and presumptuous of you.
What's next, Lindsay?
Up next, we have Devon taking on Joseph Parks.
Devon.
Spug.
Abyss. I mean, little Joey.
Mace?
Spug pretty much nailed it on the head. Joseph Parks through channeling Abyss.
Yeah. Let's see, we got two aces and eights matches. I say Devon goes over in this one.
Remember, he's still a rookie.
Yeah, I say Devon goes over in this one since this is technically Parks' first match, in quotations. And also I see shenanigans from the Aces and Eights. Now, if Parks goes psycho afterwards...
Then, well, we're just in for a party.
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you what. Joseph Park wins by DQ.
Okay.
This is, I think, where they're going to have the shenanigans.
Okay.
And then for the other Aces and Eights match, we have Steve taking on Sting.
Sting.
Yeah, I'm going with Sting on this one.
Mace.
Sting.
Spug.
Sting.
Okay. And what will be match of the night for me, because it's going to be awesome, or at least one of them, you have Daniels taking on my man crush, James Storm.
Are they both your man crushes?
They are both my man crushes, but I have a little bit more.
You and wait, they can't. You're not a man. You don't have a penis. At least I'm hoping you don't. So they technically can't be man crushes. They're just crushes.
Okay, fine. They're both my crushes.
Okay. Sorry to correct you. How arrogant of me.
You're fine. You're totally fine.
No, he's being a dick. Call him, yeah. Call, you know, tell it straight. Spug's being a dick.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but God, fine. Be an asshole, Rock. Jeez.
Yes, I will.
So anyway, the cowboy is taking on the fallen angels. See, good God, somebody else say something, please.
Daniels via interference from AJ Styles.
Okay. Mace?
I could go with Daniels. Somebody ask the Joker what he wants.
Joker? What do you want?
The Apple TV wins.
The Apple TV wins. I'm gonna go with Daniels. It hurts me to get Storm, but I'm going with Daniels on this one.
Okay.
And then in the match that, well, none of us want to see, we're getting the 70s porn star and Mr. Gold Panties taking on the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Chavo and Hernandez.
Chavo and Hernandez.
Hashtag typical Mexican.
Matt Ryan and Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan win.
Spug?
Team Gaber.
I'm going with the Mexicans.
Alright, Mace is taking Golden Panties.
Team Gaber.
I will take, sadly, Morgan and Ryan. I think this is the pay-per-view where they put the belts on them. Which kills my soul, just a little bit.
Did you die a little inside?
I did die a little inside. It hurt. And for your main event of the evening, this will be my other crushes going against each other and facing Jeff Hardy. You have Austin Aries, Jeff Hardy, and Robert Roode in a triple threat elimination match.
Two men in a tranny.
Is
there anybody not taking Hardy on this? I'm just curious.
Hardy wins. Tiebreaker question thrown out there. Who gets eliminated first? That's a good question. Who should get eliminated first? Aries gets.
God damn it! You're making us think.
Aries goes out first.
Aries wins. Jeff Hardy gets eliminated first.
Ooh.
I'll go with...
Go ahead.
I'll go... Hardy gets eliminated, but Rude wins.
Ooh.
Hardy wins, Rude gets eliminated.
So there you go.
And there's one match we forgot. How can we forget it? RVD is facing the winner of the X Division tournament, whomever it will be. Are any of us picking anyone other than RVD?
I'm taking
Jerry King.
Spug's sticking with Alan's boy, so I'm taking RVD.
I'll take RVD as well, Mace.
Yeah, gonna go with RVD.
Alrighty. So there are your pick'ems. Like I said, you can put them in our chat room if you're listening live, if you're on the archives. You are welcome to email them at media@wildtalkradio.com or canekittens@wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet them to us at Wild Talk Radio. You can put them up on Facebook, facebook.com/wildtalkradio.
Network, sorry.
Wild Talk Radio Network.
Or put them in our Facebook group. Search it out, Wild Talk Radio Network. We have a very active Facebook group.
We do have a very active Facebook group where sometimes...
Even if they're yelling at each other.
In a war of politeness. Yeah.
Not really that polite anymore.
Yeah, we saw. get those in. You have until Sunday at some point. We'll let you know. Just keep an eye out on the Facebooks and the Twitters. And, yeah, so... I really don't have a good transition, but kind of to move into our discussion topics, there's one piece of breaking news that we didn't talk about at the top of the show because we wanted to save it for a discussion question, which is TNA made a huge announcement concerning their pay-per-view format. They have decided to axe 8 full pay-per-views. And 6... if you want to call them that, pay-per-views, and announcing that they're going to instead release 7, I guess, specialty pay-per-views, or...
7 specialty pay-per-views, which we'll run down in a second. I have the list.
Okay, you have the list?
Yes.
So they have opted to do 7 specialty pay-per-views, which will come out on a Friday. They have nothing to do with storyline. They are just going to be featuring the talent, and I presume, I know at least one of them has a theme. I'm guessing all of them will have a theme in some way.
These all have themes.
There you go.
It's called TNA One Night Only. These specials, basically, because they're just one night only specials that will air all month long.
Can we call them One Night Stands?
That's trademarked.
Is it?
I think so. The first one airing this weekend, airing this weekend, there's a TNA Joker's Wild Tag Team Special featuring enemies teaming in a Battle Royal finale, with the Battle Royal finale apparently airing in May, according to this report. We will have TNA TNA Extravaganza featuring stars of the X Division past and present. TNA 10 Reunion, stars from the early days of TNA battling inside a 6-sided ring. Yes, folks, they're bringing it back. The 6-sided ring.
All the TNA marks rejoice.
So Wojcik got happy.
No, Wojcik's not happy yet. We will have a TNA X Division World Cup tournament. Feature 4 teams of X Division wrestlers. In White Knight tournament featuring 6 singles, tag, 6-man, and 8-man tag team bouts. TNA,
but wait, there's more?
TNA World Cup of Wrestling, 4 teams, each captained by a TNA wrestler featuring a heavyweight wrestler, a tag team, and an X Division wrestler, battling in single tag and stipulation bouts. The finale will be a 2-ring triple chance battle royal.
A triple chance battle royal?
Apparently.
So if you get eliminated, you get to go back in. If you get eliminated second time, you get to go back in. If you get eliminated a third time, I'm sorry, you're done.
And you're finished. TNA International Incident, one-night tournament featuring talent from United States, India, Mexico, Ireland, Canada, Germany, Japan, and the UK, with the winner earning a TNA title shot.
So Wojcik's still not excited yet.
No, he wanted the World Cup back, and he's getting that. But I still have one more.
I didn't see in the World Cup. I thought it was interesting.
Okay. TNA Knockouts Knockdown. One night knockout tournament with the first round being all stipulation matches and the final four and the final four in a test of their stamina to see who the final victor is.
That could be interesting.
And now I've saved the best for last. TNA Hardcore Justice 2, ECW reunion style hardcore show featuring hardcore stipulation matches bringing in ECW talent.
Fucking stab me with a spoon in my eye.
This was a list released today by PW Insider, so...
I'd rather watch a year of ROH pay-per-views.
Than seeing TNA Hardcore Justice 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, obviously they're trying to capitalize off for Extreme Reunion and those kinds of shows.
So the newly announced TNA Friday Night One Night Only shows will be priced at $14.95.
That's pretty reasonable.
3 hours of wrestling for $15. It's not bad.
And you get it
by five people will buy it.
TNA Genesis and TNA Lockout will be priced at $34.95 this year. Going forward, TNA Slammiversary and all live pay-per-views that follow will be priced at $39.95. Exception to that rule is Bound for Glory, which will be $44.95. There's a few in there. The Knockout one should be good. The 10-year reunion would be interesting.
That one would be interesting.
Just to see who they bring back.
The World Cup will be interesting.
The World Cup of Wrestling will be interesting. So there's a few of them that, you know, international incident, I guess. Not really.
That one will probably be held in the UK.
Hell, if they do that, that's pretty good then. That would make it interesting.
Yeah.
Let me answer the answer to Trevor's question. Yes, all these events are taped events. These are not live shows. These are taped events.
They're pretty much... And this is what I wonder about it. Like, I know you explained this to me earlier on Facebook, but it's essentially... They've turned around and gone, we're going to focus our live pay-per-views down the four. Good. But we're going to still fill those other months with pay-per-views. We're just going to make them a little bit cheaper and change the night. And make them themed.
Because they have deals, they have to continue.
Yeah, true.
That's the reason. If they could just get away from... If they didn't have the international TV deals that they do, because these air free overseas. So, that's why they're continuing.
Damn England.
Yeah. The UK gets them for free, so they have to keep up their commitments. And trying something new is trying something new. It's different shows. They're not storyline based. I'm okay with it.
I'm curious to see how it goes. I mean, it's something, like Rock said, it's something different. It's something new. I don't think anybody's really tried this before. And it kind of sort of takes them out of that competitive market with WWE a little bit. And out of UFC as well, so they're not competing for that big time pay per view market. It's more for on demand users and that kind of thing where they can watch it anytime they want. It's you don't have to tune in on a specific night to see it or wait for the replays. It's once it comes out, it's out for however long you want it out for, and then people can buy it at their leisure.
Yeah, because I believe with all pay-per-views that you can buy it on demand at some point. So this would be good for them. It's new. They're trying it for a year. If it doesn't work, well, then they can go do something else with the time slots, if they even have them at the end of the year.
And like as being said in the chat room, watch it fail because nobody buys them.
But I don't don't think.
But hey, at least they're trying something new.
Right, and here's the thing: this is going to, out of all their paper. I was trying to explain this to Alan. A lot of their pay-per-views don't make money.
Right.
These will actually make money. They don't have to sell a lot of these to make money. If you think about it. Because they don't have to broadcast. They're not, you know, doing a satellite fees or whatever. These are in-house recorded. Then they ship them off to, you know, in-demand, on-demand, and all your cable providers.
Dan Kitten raises a good point. I'd rather they scale back on the pay-per-views and move Impact outside of the zone and broaden live audiences.
I can agree with that, but that costs money as well. And seeing as they cannot, right now they can't charge moving in and out of the zone. Or
okay,
the
no,
zone,
no, no, I'm going to cut you off right there, Lindsay. You got to remember, this is a company that hired out that fucking dome or whatever it is, decided, hey, we're going to put a pay-per-view in an arena.
The Alamo Dome.
The Alamo Dome, and then cut the thing into a fucking third. And waste a lot of money.
Well, this is true.
Not even a third, it's a quarter, dude. A quarter!
You're giving them too much credit. Quarter's too big, a third's smaller. That's a bigger. I can't fucking remember.
Right.
Thirds are bigger than quarters. It's
yeah.
Okay.
Fractions were not my strong suit, and I'm not Asian.
25, 33, and et cetera, et cetera.
I understand where you're coming from. Yes, them running out the Alamo Dome, that's a waste of money unless they have a plan for that weekend, which I'm still confident somewhat that they do have a plan. They're going to do something with the whole building. We just don't know what yet.
And
pay for all of it to run while they only use a portion of it? That's what they're doing with the building?
To go into what the chat was talking about, you know, these shows are $15 for 3 hours of action. That's pretty good pricing. Yes, you can read the results online, but you're not going to get as full of details, and it's going to be different. You can read anything online. People read the Ring of Honor stuff and still buy it. You don't even need to watch Ring of Honor stuff and know what goes on.
The thing about it is... Except what?
Super Kicks. That's an ROH pay-per-view. Super Kicks.
Exactly.
Lots and lots of Super Kicks.
Exactly.
And if enough people read it and they like it, maybe they'll buy it. And
it's not costing them as much.
Isn't that the mindset that TNA have had about their pay-per-views?
Yes.
If people like our pay-per-views, they'll buy them after they've read the results and torrented the fuck out of it, maybe.
Let's think about it. But they draw maybe 10,000 miles on pay-per-view. Maybe. On a good month. Besides the big four. Bound for Glory or whatever, the big two. So, at this point, it's smart business to try something new and maybe make some money.
Yeah, it's an experiment. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
It's 1 year. It's 1 year. You know. I'm just happy that we get some... But the positive is, most likely, all those big pay-per-view shows, except for Genesis this year, will be outside of the Impact Zone.
Yeah.
Which will make them seem like a bigger deal. Which is the whole point of it.
Yeah, they can start to go out on the road more. And, like King Kitten said, help to build that live audience even further.
Yes.
And it may be to the point where if they do make enough money off this, if this is successful, maybe they can get out of the Impact Zone and take Impact out on the road. Because right now, it's just not cost-effective for them to take the TV show out on the road as much as we want them to, because they can't sell enough tickets. They can't draw enough right now.
Right.
So they're really better off where they are, even though they're not making any money in Orlando. At least they can fill the audience.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're bringing... And that's why they're doing it for Genesis Weekend. They're taping a couple of them. So they're bringing, that's why they're offering the meet and greet and whatever. They're going to have an audience there already. So, you know, it's a trial run, and they have a TV studio, and now they're using it to its advantage.
Yeah. But, so, we'll have to see. I think we've exhausted the topic.
Good job, Lindsay. You changed Tommy's opinion.
I changed Tommy's opinion?
Yes, he now likes the idea.
Oh, well. Yay!
You have the power to influence minds.
Oh, God, that's a terrifying thought. Vote libertarian! So, let's see. Do we want to talk real quickly about Raw 20 coming up this week?
We can.
Do we, aside from, obviously, the Dr. Shelby segment, which will be epic, is there anything that we know is coming that we're looking forward to? Is there anything that we really want to see?
There was news that came out, more news that came out tonight. Apparently, some plans changed for this show.
More Dr. Shelby?
No, there's Dr. Shelby, but the names we are... Oh, apparently I swayed his vote, too. Awesome. God, that's a scary thought, too. But no, they've changed their mind and told some people, like Bret Hart, they don't need him at the show. They've told some talents they're not needed, you know, legend talents, they're not needed for the show. Maybe they're just sticking to a few instead of a lot of cameos.
Sounds fishy. Sounds like they're trying to
swerve
and put certain stories out there.
I mean, we all know Raw 20 is not going to be as big as Raw 1000 was.
No, and because they have more... Back then, that was their focus. This is not their focus. This is a bridge to... It's on the road to Mania.
Right.
My gut tells me we're getting a... Well, it's being put out there, we're getting Ric Flair. We may get Shawn Michaels, even though he's saying no on Twitter, but we'll see about that one.
Gee, I wonder if he might be making a one-night return, considering he was just at NXT.
With Hunter.
With
and
Nash.
DX. And Nash.
Hmm.
And Nash is another one that said he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah. So we may get Kevin Nash. Because the other report that came out was like, we're going to get people we haven't seen before at the reunion shows.
Buff Bagwell's going to return. We're going to see Rick Steiner for the first time in about 5 years.
As Kane can
even
point out,
better, the Brooklyn Brawler. No, wait, we saw him recently.
Yeah, we've seen the Brooklyn Brawler.
As Kane Kittens points out, there are rumors that Austin may be there, which I would be all for. He wasn't at Raw 20. I'd like to see people that weren't at Raw 20, like Austin, Edge, Nash, Paul Bearer.
And you keep going. We know the one you really want to see, so go out and say it.
Well, but Taker was at Raw 20.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I still don't
want
to
see
him.
To see Taker.
I'll take it, absolutely, but I'm just trying to list the names that weren't at Raw 20 that I'd like to see.
So,
I just had an idea for someone that we haven't seen in a while to show up on Raw 20 that would be absolutely hilarious.
Who?
Scott Hall.
See, here, okay, nice, there you go, nice segue into my story I want to put out there. So, we were having this discussion when some of the news broke on Monday, maybe? I think it was. Yeah, it might have been Monday. I can't remember at this point. But we were having a discussion, me and Lindsay. Shocking, I know. But I said, you know, going through the list of names, and it's like, Scott Hall. What if he came back as Razor Ramon for one night only?
So who do you say? I'm suddenly distracted by the end of SmackDown.
Scott Hall comes back as Razor Ramon.
Only if he teams with Diesel.
There you go. Have him team with Diesel. And the other theory I thought about...
I'm sorry. Okay, for those of you who are going to watch SmackDown tomorrow night, the second they ring the bell and Del Rio wins the belt, watch Ricardo's reaction. That's fucking hilarious. Anyway, But see, I just like to see Scott Hall.
Right. No, but this. Yeah. Let me finish. Cause
or if you bring back Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and X-Pac.
Right. No, this will continue on my point. Scott Hall comes back as Razor, and I thought, for shits and giggles, if it's going back 20 years, what was The Undertaker wearing 20 years ago?
The purple and black.
Gray and black.
Yeah, have him come back as that.
Oh, God.
Because it would be something different.
Everybody goes retro for a night.
Yeah, everyone goes retro for a night.
That would be different.
Yeah, have him come out with the big long tie, the large tie, the hat, have Paul Bearer with him.
Actually, I more wanted to see Paul Bearer in the Dr. Shelby segment.
Well, you can have that too.
it's like I could imagine the Dr. Shelby segment. It's like, okay, we're just waiting on Kane. All of a sudden, here comes Kane with, like, the dentist gear back on. It's like, who are you? I'm Dr. Isaac Yankum, DDS.
I was actually just
gets up and goes, no.
No, we're waiting on Kane. He comes in as Isaac Yankum. Then he comes in as fake Diesel. Then he comes in as Kane.
Get Kane a wig that's like Nash's current hair. You have Nash come out as Diesel and you have Kane come out as fake Diesel. And just have them come face to face and have Nash go, I don't get it. And walk off.
I like it. I like that idea.
Bring back Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
And for Tim, the Goon.
Hell yeah. Bring out the Iron Sheik. It'll take him 6 hours to get there, but it's okay.
He's on his way to the ring right now.
Yeah. I think he just made it to the ring for Mania. The Battle Royal.
Which is still available on WTR Riffs. Something new and special coming soon.
Something new and special? Ooh.
Yes. We'll talk about that later.
But yeah, I mean, is there anybody, you know, other than what we've discussed, is there anybody in particular that, you know, you really just want to see?
I'm okay with just anyone showing up. It's one of those things where I'm not expecting anyone, and I'll be surprised and happy when I see them. So like I'm not saying my expectations, because we went through this with Raw 1000. I'm not trying to set expectations for the show. I just want to enjoy it.
I'm just sort of, I'm like looking back, who can we get from like 20 years ago? King Kong Bundy, when was the last time we saw him outside of a Hall of Fame show?
That's a good, reunite the Million Dollar Corporation? Bring in Tatanka, King Kong Bundy, Sid, there's probably someone else in the IRS.
And have DiBiase come out as the mouthpiece.
Kama Mustafa.
Oh God.
Oh,
no, you know they'd never bring him back as Kama. He'd have to come back as the Godfather.
We didn't get the Godfather in Raw 20, did we?
No. But this PG, he have to come back as the Godfather and right to center.
No.
He did
do a guest spot on one of the shows, and he came out as the Godfather with the hose.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Honky Tonk.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And then I'll go ice skating in hell.
When I think Honky Tonk Man, I don't think Raw, honestly. Sadly.
Edge
is... It'd be great to see Edge, but I don't know what they would do with him.
Bring back Axe and Smash. Bring back Demolition.
Tim, get a hold of them. Tell them to go to the show. Tim can get a hold of them, I think. I don't know.
He'll be in the gym?
He'll be in the gym. One person I don't want to see Dusty.
The Godwins.
You know, out of people that I don't really want to see, I don't want to see, like, Piper, Slaughter, Duggan.
Dusty, you know, those.
Dusty, yeah. The guys that have been trotted out for every Legends appearance in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I want to be something different, be something new and refreshing.
Ahmed Johnson.
Dude, he's got fat.
Bring back Big T.
And there's the rumors of we'll get our first Hall of Fame announcement on Monday. Because tickets go on sale this weekend. Buy yours now.
Which means it's going to be the big name. Or it's going to be a big name to sell the tickets.
Which will probably be Foley?
Yeah, I'd probably say Foley unless somehow they've magically settled a certain lawsuit behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's going to be Foley.
Yeah.
What about...
Hey, I reckon another 5 years and those lawsuits will all be thrown out and we'll finally get what we want, goddammit.
Which is?
Owen.
Yeah, right. Keep dreaming.
Hey,
he's not going to...
They've spent the last 3 years dwindling down all the lawsuits. There's only about half a dozen left.
Owen's not going to go in... Owen's not going in until Martha's dead. I'm convinced of this.
Tim, get on that.
She's not going to let him go in, which is a shame. It's... For fuck's sake, woman.
It's a shame. Believe me, we've said that about 1,000 times.
For fuck's sake, woman, let him go in.
Would we be open to a Lex Luger cameo?
We talked about this. After seeing him, it'd be kind of sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you say, here's Lex Luger, and he's a shell of what he used to be, it's like, eh.
Think about how many times they've trotted out Bobby Heenan when he was in the same condition.
They really didn't.
Well, he was at quite a few Hall of Fames in a row.
But that was
that's
at the request.
That's before he got
of,
really.
Yeah, and that's and that was at the request of certain people, for him to be there. It's not like they're trotting him out on TV to do there. He was asked to be there by people.
True.
It's a different thing. This is, this is different.
What about Batista?
He's a good one, because we haven't seen him in a while.
Let's see. Dead.
Yeah, like,
you know what I've actually found the hardest thing to work out? Who out of the former female roster, besides, like, the usual two that they like to trot out, or three, technically.
Trish and Lita.
Trish, Lita, and May. Is there anyone else that we can get that we would like to see on the female side of things?
I wouldn't necessarily like to see her, but Rock and I were having this conversation because if Taker is there, then Michelle will be there. And I'm just curious to see if they would trot her out, especially if she is back in shape for it. And have her do a bit with Layla.
That'd be a good one. The other one throw out there, they say Mighty Miley. Miley, have Hurricane and Mighty Miley make a cameo together.
What about Candice Michelle or Cherry?
Cherry, no. Candice Michelle, she's pregnant? Or she just gave birth?
Dawn Marie?
No, they won't touch her. Tori Wilson, maybe. If they're bringing back anyone, Stacy Keebler is a name to bring back. Because she will get a reaction.
What about Ivory or Jackie?
Mm. Not really. Because I don't see a spot for them to do anything. But yeah, if you bring back Divas, Keebler would be the one. She would be the one to get the reaction.
And here's a name to think about. Jake the Snake.
Mr. DDP Yoga himself. Again, thinking Raw, I don't think Jake.
Okay. Jim Neidhart?
No, but he's making an appearance somewhere else, so.
John Morrison?
Highly doubtful.
Alright, here's a name. John Laurinaitis.
People power!
I mean, what if they do a bit where they have all the past
general managers show up?
Yeah, the past GMs show up of Raw.
That'd be interesting.
Or as many as they can get.
As many as they can get.
I was about to say, you couldn't really do that because, you know, Bischoff.
Mace missed the name we threw out there, Stacy Keebler.
Nah, it's going to be hard to drag her away from Mr. Clooney.
But you're saying names, you know, that would get a reaction. She would.
Fuck yeah, especially if she showed up with Clooney.
They threw out...
The mainstream media would be all over that shit.
How about Sable?
Well, it could be possible. We did get Brock back, so...
But
it could be possible.
Yeah, but I don't think... One name that won't be there is Brock Lesnar. They're not wasting an appearance for him on this show.
What about the Bellas or... hell, Maryse? For on the female side?
Maryse is always possible. The Bellas... Well, you never know.
The Bellas are with two WWE guys. They're a possibility.
Can we get... Michelle McCool back so we can have another 18 days of interviews?
We already mentioned her.
Yeah, we already brought her up. I think you were away. Because I said if Taker is there, she will more than likely be there with him to keep an eye on him, and she's been, from what I hear, busting her butt to get back in shape after the baby.
We can get a late cool reunion.
We could get a bit with her and Layla.
Flawless.
I would laugh if Undertaker came out with Baby Taker. A little baby done up in the Undertaker gear.
Oh God! Except he had a girl. They had a girl.
That's fine. Put her in the Undertaker gear. They won't notice. And then you have Steph come out with like her latest, done up in like little Triple H gear or something.
Actually, I've always kind of wondered if, like, the McMahons and Taker haven't, like, you know, promised one of Shane's sons to one of Taker's daughters or something like that.
Arranged marrying.
An arranged marriage.
I just want to see the kids come out and gimmick.
I know. What about Rikishi?
We've seen him already. We just saw him.
Scott Steiner?
They wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Fuck no.
Alright, here's a name that we would all technically, potentially want. Shane.
Yes, but there's no reason to bring him in. Totally want him to see him on the show, but he would have been better for a Raw 1000.
He would have been, but as full as that show was, I don't think there was any place for him either. Here you could... fit him in some capacity. Like the past GM's role. Shane was, you could technically lump Shane in because he owned the Alliance.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You could term it previous authority figures. Like Vicky calls together all the previous authority figures, and you have Steph there, and you have.
Oh, I got it! No, I got it! We finally see the board of directors and all the past authority figures.
There you go. Headed by Shane McMahon.
There you go. Send checks to.
No. If you want to get a reaction for the head of the council, like the board of directors, have it be Linda. Could you imagine the reaction for that?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I advise people to set your expectations low. As always, and just enjoy the show.
Yeah, it's not going to be Raw 1000 where they're going to sacrifice a show for it, building to a pay-per-view. They're pushing to the Rumble because the Rumble is right after this show. Not right after, but it's the week after. So they're not going to burn a show. They're going to try to push their storylines as much as possible while we'll get pops of nostalgia here and there. If anything, it would actually be funny if they did what they did for Raw 10, which they had the bogus award show with the little crappy TV awards.
But we just had that with the Slammies.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's like, we've just had the Slammies. Do we really need a stupid little award show again?
But I did enjoy that award show. That was a fun award show.
That was funny. Especially because at the time, Stephanie and Triple H were kind of sort of at odds with each other, and you get them up on stage together. That was good.
Yeah, I remember that. So we'll see what happens.
We will. So we're pushing the time here. So let's talk all about our question of the night, which is, what is your bold prediction for WWE and or TNA in 2013?
The one we got, which is why I was not... I was thinking of changing it. But either Christopher Daniels or Frankie Kazarian will win the TNA World title in 2013. But
okay.
We throw it out to the chat room. What's your bold prediction for either WWE or TNA? Mine for WWE is Antonio Cesaro wins the World Heavyweight title.
Okay. Mace, do you have one?
For TNA... it's going to be that they run at least 4 shows outside of Orlando, not including their European tour.
Well, that's easy because they're doing
that. That is successful.
Okay, we said bold predictions. Everyone knows that Tina's going to be, get the title. So bold predictions. Come on now.
Alright, you want a bold prediction?
Yes.
Zack Ryder will start defending the internet title on television.
There you go. Well, that's a bold prediction.
That's a good one.
What do you got, Lindsay?
Daniel Bryan wins the WWE title in 2013.
Okay. I like it. So there you go. That's our question at night. It was
the streak will end this year.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, CM Punk streak will end. See, that's it.
No. Lindsay knows what I'm talking about.
I know.
Bite your tongue. Don't make me get on an airplane.
Do it. I dare ya.
You're gonna fall. Mace, will you come pick me up at the airport? I need to come kick your ass.
Walk, bitch.
So, before we go, does anybody have anything you'd like to rant about?
On air, really? Kane Kins goes, ODB wins a man's title next year. This current year. Like the TV title.
That would be awesome.
ODB, X Division champ. Dethrones RVD and makes Omega cry a lot.
I want to see this happen now.
Poor Omega.
Tommy goes, if take care of Lucy, he doesn't want to hear the network on that night he loses.
You won't have to not hear it on the network. You will hear my cry from wherever the hell you are if Taker loses. Trust me. Rock, I guarantee you, Rock will figure out a way to record it just so he can haunt me with it forever and a day.
I'll just use Omega's bugging system. It'll be good.
I disabled all those bugs.
That you know about.
No, I swept the apartment. Trust me, I found them all.
And we got time to get new ones in there. What do you think the snow is for? So, rant? Anyone? Anyone? Got anything? I don't know if mine are safer.
Oh, just do it.
Holy crap, this picture. I'm gonna share a picture. Talk about a reunion, huh? There's a reunion for you. Passing along.
Wow.
Damn.
Shit.
No, Puck looks like Puck. Puck just looks stoned.
Like always.
The one that looks very out of place and almost looks like he's photoshopped in is Hunter.
Yeah, he does.
But there you go, that's a reunion. Ranting,
and
I don't know.
My god, that short hair does not look good on Hunter.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. He looks weird.
I will just say this. Our show is better than yours, bitch. That's my rant.
I'll do a very, very short one.
Lindsay liked that one.
Very short one. Basically, people who work for my company are absolute fucking morons. I am very quickly getting sick of being the one who's copping the abuse and the shit for their fucking mistakes. Hopefully, this is going to be rectified Monday, where I will end up having a new job that offers better money and better hours.
Here's
to
hoping.
Saying goodbye to these fuckers and go have a happy life. If not, well, then I'm stuck and fucked.
We'll keep our fingers and toes crossed for you.
That'll help.
We'll do the jujube and everything, so...
Sweet.
So, Lindsay, anything bugging you?
Fuck you! Winter Storm Gandalf! Now I'm done.
I was going to say, take that...
You shall not pass!
Take that no-name shit on another network.
Okay, so are we getting to the point where we're going to start pimping shit?
Yes.
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 I want to pimp something. Can I pimp something? Am I
yes.
allowed to?
Yes, go ahead.
Woo! The nerd question of all nerd questions is going to be answered as of today, as of right now. Who is the bigger god, Goku or Superman?
Ooh.
Go to screwattack.com, go to their death battle section. The video is up, pitting Goku against Superman. The answer is coming.
Ooh.
And I have Chinese food.
Yay!
I'm good.
Alright. Rock, go.
Oh, tomorrow night, I apparently wake up call with Johnny Cashmere at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, and somebody. As we talk about the weird, wacky, unusual, probably we're going to... Here's what we're going to want on CB Radio. We're going to do TNA Genesis Pick'em. We are going to do... People's Choice Awards Pick'em. Yes, it happened, but, you know, see if they can actually get it right. And whatever else we can come up with, CB Radio, it's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. Sunday night, it's Russell Talk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Omega, myself, and Lindsay Ward as we cover TNA's Genesis. Monday night, it's the Raw Post, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Logic. Wednesday night, it's Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show with J. Chaffer, Brian Blatty, Scott Barry, and the Cheap Wood Paneling. Next Wednesday night, also, it is the Hockey Show with Tim Stein at 11 p.m. Eastern. Give us your picks for all the NHL's things. We'll have a list up on Facebook at some point when Tim comes up with the list. Next week on this show, we will be speaking with Matt Goldberg, the man behind Terrified. So if you want to check that out, it'll be live at 11 p.m. Eastern Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, WTRProductions.net, CanadianAllPro.com. Follow Tim on Twitter at CanadianAllPro. And yeah, I'm done.
All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LINSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com, and check it out. I also designed this little site. It's called CassidyRiley.net. It's for all your Cassidy Riley needs. Remember, he is your BCS Pick'em Champion for Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, so give the link a check. Go buy his merchandise. He would greatly appreciate it. And as always, please listen to all the fine programming on this network. Visit our sponsors, pwmania.com, for your news needs. And of course, go to mimlanepromo.com for some awesome autograph merchandise. They're fantastic. And look for us to continue, hopefully, the relationship in the future. They are donating, or they are actually, well, not donating, but giving us stuff for the Pick'em Challenge for Genesis. So remember, get those picks in by Sunday if you want to be a participant. So does anybody have anything else before we go?
Let's wrap this up.
All right. So for Spug, who had to leave, thank you so much for coming. For Mace, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.